League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset.
Now, Patty.
Yes, Angie.
So we are now in the 40 realms.
We are. We're here.
And
we're 40.
I feel we should just give a little sort of brief update about how the 40th birthday week / main event party on your birthday went down.
Well, look, firstly, I'm so pleased. Like, so a couple of my friends said to me, you did that, like, doing the whole week thing is such a good idea. My two best friends, Mel and Michelle, who are going to turn 40 next year, were saying that they're going to do the same thing. That having that, like, build up and doing lots of different things and taking a week off, I was like, oh, definitely. It was lovely. It was brilliant. I did some great stuff. I saw friends who couldn't make my party on Friday, the weekend before. It really felt like a really nice kind of build up to the main event.
What was your best gift?
I haven't got my best gift yet because it's out of stock.
Oh.
Like Matthew's Marley's getting me a Dyson Airwrap, and that will be my best gift.
That will be your best gift.
Yeah. Without question.
Okay. So what was your second best gift that you have got?
I don't know. I don't really like to put every gift is different from different people and means different things. I'm not gonna rate my gifts. I got some amazing presents. I got some cool trainers. I got afternoon tea at Harrods. I got tickets to Harry Potter World from some friends. I got some beautiful jewellery from Angie, and my two best mates got me a gorgeous necklace as well.
You see, my gift was probably down sort of fifth.
No.
Fifth in that list.
No.
Yeah, about fifth, you said.
No, Angie. That was in no particular order.
Don't give me that.
That was in no particular order. I got some lovely earrings. I got a cool handbag.
You've just done very well, Pat.
Oh,
that's the thing, isn't it?
Did so well. Honestly.
Yeah.
And in terms of my party on the Friday night, well, what did you think of it, Angie? You were a guest there.
I thought it was shit, mate.
Yeah, I thought that was the real honest truth. You kept telling me it was really good, but the vibe was bad, wasn't it?
It was brilliant, Pats. It was really... the venue they have is just such a lovely place anyway.
Yeah, so the Hurley House Hotel. If you live anywhere near, like, Bucks, Heartbeds, Bucks, all of that area, the Hurley House is a beautiful location.
Yeah, it was really lovely. Yeah.
And the thing is, the thing that I loved about the Hurley House is that when the restaurant was busy, we were in that private room.
Yes.
And then when the restaurant was quiet at like post 11 p.m, we basically had the bar area to ourselves.
Yeah.
And it felt compact and intimate enough that it wasn't like sprawling, but it sort of felt like we had the whole thing to ourselves all night, really.
It was
better than I could have imagined or thought it would be. The food was amazing, the drinks were great, the yeah. people, the mix of people was really good. Everyone got on really well. Mm. Everyone just had a laugh. Lots of people got smashed. Some people didn't. You know, it was just very, people were just very comfortable to be themselves, which is what I wanted to create, really.
Exactly, Pats.
No, Mal obviously bought really the good. Tunes with the sax.
Yeah, Mal on the sax. You can't go wrong with Mal on the sax.
Andrew Bourne was there. That he's the resident singer at the Hurley House, and he came yes. in and did a couple of numbers. He was great.
Yeah.
I nicknamed him Fit Andy, Fandy, because he is fit.
Fandy. Do you know what? I realised. Do you know that he was on BGT?
Was he?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Do you know what? I kept. Well, it was actually Ian that said to me, oh, does he, like, he looked familiar. He was like,
no.
So I was like, oh, I don't. I didn't really kind of recognise him. Then I did a little bit of Googling. Yeah. BGT.
Yeah,
Ian had like could kind of recognize him from.
Wow,
I don't know when or you know, but yeah, he was on BGT.
I mean, it worked for him. He's the resident singer at the Hurley House Hotel. BGT worked.
Well, he goes everywhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, he goes all over the world, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he's fit as well, so. You know.
Yeah, I mean, that obviously helps, doesn't
that
it?
That helps. Easy on the eye. But yeah, I had just a brilliant week, honestly.
It was brilliant.
I had a great time on Friday. Everybody has said how much they enjoyed it. Everybody said how much fun they had.
And Patty's parties.
So that felt really nice, that people had enjoyed it so much that they said, you really know how to, you know.
You really know how to bring it out of the bag, Pat.
Yeah, well, I really feel
bring
like
it out
I
of
did.
The bag.
I really feel like
bring
I
it out of the bag.
Patois. Angie.
How would you like to try 3 bottles of exceptional wine for free?
Listen, mate, bring me the Wine 52 stuff.
Bring it
to me. Tell me about these wines from Wine 52.
Right, okay. Well, all you have to do, you simply go to wine52.com/funny. That's wine and then the numbers 52.com/funny. You cover the £5.95 postage costs.
Yeah.
And you'll receive a case of 3 carefully selected wines from the Castilla La Mancha region of Spain. I've said that brilliantly there, haven't I?
You have absolutely nailed that.
I have, haven't I?
You have. Yeah. You have. And the thing is about Wine 52 is that it's a discovery club that visit a different wine region each and every month. Their wine experts handpick 3 wines from the best independent wineries in the region to send to their members. Now,
it is amazing.
The Castilla La Mancha case.
Nice, nice. Although I think it'd be more Castilla.
Castilla La Mancha. It features many, many different wines. There's some that are more intense, some that are more full-bodied, some that are kind of rounded with a lighter elegance.
Hello!
There's also a very easy-to-drink Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, now, you love a Sauvignon Blanc, don't you?
I love a Sauvignon Blanc. I love them.
And I've actually got big into the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes, you like a Cab Sav, don't you? Yeah,
I do a Cab Sav. Yeah. Now, you can customise your case to your taste by choosing from white, red, or a mixture of styles. Also included is their magazine, Glug. Now, we've talked about
I love the Glug. Yeah.
Which delves into the winemakers and regions. Plus, each of your 3 bottles comes with 2 tasty snacks.
And I want to tell you, the snacks are sensational.
Sensational.
After your 3 bottles have arrived, you'll be part of the monthly wine club. No minimum commitment. You can try it and see what you think. And if it's not for you, pause or cancel anytime. So that website again, it's wine52.com/funny. You pay £5.95 and you'll receive your 3 bottles in the post. Urban Dictionary. coming out of the jingle, coming out of the jingle. Ange, give us your Urban Dictionary.
This week's Urban Dictionary is wife guy.
Oh, have we had this one?
Have we?
I don't think we have. No. Tell me what it is and I'll be able to tell you if we've had wife guy.
Okay. A man who takes any opportunity to mention his wife in an admiring manner.
We haven't had this one, but this is brilliant.
Okay.
This is brilliant.
So, little ditties. He's such a wife guy. You'd think she'd hung the stars for him. Right. The other day I told him, I've been thinking about getting a new couch. You know what he said? Oh, yeah, my wife found ours online. And there really are men like that.
Do you
that,
know what? Can I say this? I'm going to say this right now.
Yeah.
The mega church is full of wife guys.
Oh.
Like big time preachers that, like, from the US that go all over the world cannot do a sermon without talking about their super hot
wives.
But it's always like, you know, my hot wife, she came in on leather pants and I thought, wow, God's blessed me with a hot wife. Fuck off, mate. She's more than just your hot wife. And I said to the Lord, I said, all I want if I go into ministry is that you bless me with a super hot wife. My wife's here. She's smoking. She's super hot. She's on the front row. Stand up. Carissa, stand up. This is my super hot wife. Give her a round of applause for being so hot.
In her leather pants.
But yeah, wife guys. It's like, you can, you know, you say like, oh, I like your shirt. Oh, yeah. There's a story behind this. My wife.
Yeah. My wife.
Yeah.
Do you find it weird? Like, I know there's a few people I know who they talk about the fact that their husbands buy their clothes for them.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes. I mean, not everything, but they'll, you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, Derek.
Derek, shout out to Derek. Did you talk to my mother-in-law on Friday? Did she say that Derek buys her clothes?
No, it was not that Derek.
Right.
And that Jill.
No.
But there are people I know of that, and I'm just like, that is weird. Like, I'll say, oh, yeah, I really like your top. Yeah, Derek bought that for me. Yeah. And then he ordered a load of stuff for me and it just arrived at the house.
Derek bought that for me. What, for your birthday? No, just a random Wednesday. What?
Yeah. Just because he liked it and he wanted me to wear it.
What? No.
Yeah.
I mean, if Matthew ordered my clothes, good God.
Well, you'd just be in pants.
And braces. Marty has got well into the braces, hasn't he? He is big time brace vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of looks a bit farmery, doesn't he? I looked at him the other day. I was like, yeah, I can see you on a farm, Marty.
Yeah, I've already bought my clothes. I don't, God.
Yeah.
I just
the same
wouldn't.
With Ian, actually.
Yeah. I mean, Ian buying your clothes, Angie, no.
Yeah.
No. I just wouldn't trust him. I love the fact that I've really got into calling you Angie.
And
they should now be finding the funny. Finding the funny with Patty and Angie.
And that's all because of Nels, that is.
That is, Angie.
Yeah,
she's all the Angie.
Shit.
But yeah, wife guys, they are dicks, aren't they?
Yeah. And there are just some men that just bang on about, yeah, my wife said that, and my wife got that, and my wife ordered that, and my wife made this amazing meal on Tuesday night. And it was the most amazing bolognese I've ever tasted in my life.
So good. And then you want to say, yeah, she also carry around your penis in her handbag. Have you lost it and you can't find it and it's well and truly stuck to the bottom of her bag? Yeah, is it that kind of wife? Yeah, I know the ones. She has trained you to constantly say, my, you know, she's just done a philosophy degree and God, the depth of her is
also
amazing.
Whilst looking after the 5 kids and running the house,
doing
and cooking my dinner every night
and doing yoga, so
and
that
giving
she
me
says,
a blow job of a weekend. You know, that sort of shit.
And doing yoga so that she stays super hot and supple.
And bendy. I can just bend her over and Roger her every now and then. I feel like.
We've done some ads in the past for Dipsy, you know, the erotic Dipsy, the erotic literature. Dipsy, if you're listening, we've got one right here. We're going to call it Wife Guy.
Wife Guy.
Yeah, very, very.
As soon
very
as
good.
I saw that one, I was like, yeah.
Yes.
I know a lot of wife guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of
pricks.
A lot of them are penises.
Pricks, yeah. Pricks. Massive pricks.
Absolute yeah. pricks. A great Urban Dictionary, Angie. Well done.
Now, Pats, you're coming with the tits today.
Yeah, and I do this.
Okay.
This but is I spotted it in Mal.
Oh, my God.
Right. So, and as he was talking, I'll tell you this, but as he was talking, I thought, this is annoying and I do this. This is a shitting tits, but I'm going to have to fess up. And this is what I want
to
say.
Tits.
This is what I want to say. Sometimes you will end up as listeners in dickish behavior or shitting tits.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anne just been in shitting tits and she's been in dickish. Oh, same with me.
A lot.
You've just got to own it. Right? Mm. The whole premise of finding the funny is that we know we're dicks.
Yeah. Is massive ones.
So mine is unsolicited pushy recommendations. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So Mal
that is definitely you and definitely Mal.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So Mal was talking to my friend Michelle, who is a psychotherapist and works sometimes with people who have experienced spiritual trauma. So quite a very, you know, deep, very heavy subject. Anyway,
yeah.
Mal's listening very intently, quite interested, and then says, oh, there's this amazing film. You've got to watch it. It's called Spotlight. It's all about, you know, abuse within the church. And you can sort of see Michelle go, oh, that feels a bit close to my day job. Right? And so she's like, oh, yeah. He's like, no, Michelle, honestly.
You've got to watch it.
Right? And I'm watching Michelle trying to be really polite, you know, proper psychotherapist.
Yeah.
Nodding along. Mal then gets his phone out, Googles the film Spotlight, gets up the IMDb page.
DB.
And holds
IMDb.
It. IMDb.
Yeah.
Holds it in Michelle's face and is going, no, look at the storyline. Look at it. Honestly, Michelle, this is going to be, if you deal with stuff like this, this is going to be right up your street. It's absolutely brilliant. And I'm watching Michelle recoil into herself going, I don't want to watch it, Mal. And I thought, God, shitting tits. What gets on my shitting tits? Yeah. Unsolicited, pushy recommendations.
And that is absolute. You're the same.
I know.
You know, I'll never forget you kept banging on about what, and obviously, you know, we did watch Ted Lasso and it was really good, but I swear for about, well, I don't even know how long you kept saying, have you watched that Ted Lasso yet? Have you watched Ted Lasso yet? You've got to watch Ted Lasso, Andrew. It's absolutely brilliant. You'll love Ted Lasso. And you just, you can't, you just have to keep on saying it.
It's because Mal and I, deep down, we're salespeople.
Mm. Well, you know, and you are actually both very alike.
All right, Angie, let's...
you are. Even if you don't like it, that is why you and Mal butt heads so much, is because you are so alike and you're both, like, right. You have an opinion on things that are completely different, but either of you is never going to back down. And you're just like, you are very similar people. I actually had Derek giving me a bit of unsolicited.
Did you? Derek
advice.
Can be like this as well. Yeah. What was he giving you unsolicited pushy recommendations on?
Now, I'm a bit annoyed because I can't think of the fruit he was on about.
Papaya. Fruit.
That's it?
Yeah.
Papaya.
Papaya with lime juice.
Lime? Yeah.
Derek loves that one.
You've had that one.
I've had it. Oh, yeah. I've had the
but
papaya.
Now I'm like trying to think how we even got on to papaya and lime.
Well, there probably wasn't. He didn't. He just probably started wanging on about it.
Yeah, he was like, "Have you ever tried papaya and lime?" I'm like, "Oh no, no." Now he started off going, "Do you know what a papaya is?" Like, yeah.
No, Derek, I don't. I'm thick.
Yeah,
actually,
I know what a papaya is, Dale. Yeah. Right. Have you ever had it with lime? No, I'm not actually down. Right, I'm telling you now. What you got to do? You got to cut through your papaya, open it up, get a whole lime and just squeeze the whole lime onto the papaya. And then with your spoon, just start sort of taking away from the skin and into your mouth. He said, I've told everyone about this and everyone who has it loves it. I was like, oh, right. Okay, Del, yeah. And he, will you try it and let me know what you think?
How are you going to let him know?
Well, I think I have to let you know. You need to let Del know.
Through me. When we next go to stay, Derek will say to me, has Ange tried papaya? Has your sister tried papaya with lime?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to try papaya and lime.
Yeah.
Because I am actually quite interested in that.
Anyway, there is my
good.
And,
tips,
and actually, as Mal was doing it, I thought this is really annoying, and this is I'm getting annoyed for Michelle, but actually, I do this. And then I thought I've got to put this in the pod. It was funny though because Mal asked Michelle what she did, and so he said, "What do you do for a living, Michelle?" And Michelle said, "I'm a psychotherapist." And there was like a beat, and Mal just went, "Crikey."
I love Mal's crikeys.
Crikeys.
I love the crikeys. I'm going to start bringing in the crikeys.
Crikey.
Do you know what other word I use a lot, which people always tend to love? Prang.
That's a Mal word.
Yeah.
I had a prang a couple of weeks ago. Oh my God.
Well, do you know what? We were talking to Marty. Shell, Mel and I were talking to Marty the morning after your birthday.
Mm.
And we were taking their suitcases out to your car or something.
Yeah.
And Mari goes, oh, Ange, have you seen the damage that Patsy's done to her car from that, you know, accident she had? Yeah. I said, oh, no. Anyway, Shelby said, bloody hell, that's all from that prang. And Mel was like, prang?
Prang, yeah.
I was like, love it. I love a prang.
I've had a prang. I actually said to Mari on the phone when I phoned him after the accident, I've had a prang. But Marty uses the word prang if he's getting anxious. I'm getting prang about it.
Prang?
Yeah. What? Yeah, so he'll say like, oh no, I feel really prang.
Prang?
Yeah. Right, we're saying prang too much. It's now becoming not a word. We've got to stop it. Let's move on to dickish.
Right, so this week's dickish behaviour has been sent in by somebody, but we can't remember / find who you are. Mm. So apologies in advance. If you sent this in, let us know next week and we will give you a major shout out.
Yes.
So this person sent in, people who share their step count on social media. Nobody cares.
Yeah, firstly, nobody's ever asked you to do that.
Mm.
And nobody cares.
I see. I think I could fall into this dickish behaviour.
Oh, Ange, this is you've got you written all over it for dickish behaviour.
Like, not really. I don't really do much with my step count. Although, if I have had a specifically great day,
oh yeah, you want people step-wise. To know.
Yeah,
you are becoming a gym prick. Wanker.
Gym prick.
A You're
gym
becoming wanker. A workout wanker. What I like not to call really. a wow.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, well, it's not in this context. It's like a wow, God.
Oh,
wow.
God, wow. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Like this whole, like, guys, and those people that are like, oh, I've had to do 35 laps around the kitchen because I needed to get 5,000 extra steps in today to get 10,000. What? Go and eat a bar of chocolate and shut the fuck up. Like, I've seen people actually filming themselves walking around the island in their kitchen saying, just getting my steps up.
Yeah, but do you know what it is? Oh, it is weird when you've got, like, you know, some sort of device, whether that's an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or any of those things, it is weird how it does kind of draw you in to that.
Well, I don't think all the money in the world could draw me into that shit.
But I think it would if you tried it.
No.
I do. I think well, you would be surprised how much you would actually become a bit more like, oh, actually, especially if you're like, you know, 9,344 steps. So you know you've only literally got to do a couple of hundred.
That's
and you're
fine,
done.
But don't post it on social media.
Yeah.
That's the bit that's dickish.
Mm.
Nobody cares, Angie. You've already told me you've done 45 Peloton sessions this week.
Well, I haven't already done one. Well, actually, done one.
Well,
actually,
we're only Monday. I'll wait till Friday. There'll be every other day. You'll be like back on it. Just gonna.
I am. This morning, I was like, right, I'm gonna try and do a Peloton wank every day this week. That's what I thought this morning.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And I'm gonna share it.
Oh my god. Unfollow now. Get out now. Get out. Save yourself.
I actually wouldn't share that because I do agree with you that it can be very wanky and annoying. And I do try and not be that person. Like, there is a lot of times when I work out and no one would know about it.
What? Are you joking?
Yeah. No. Thank you.
What? Yeah. There's times when you... I like the fact that you're proud of that, though.
Yeah,
no, hang
I am.
On, though, guys, because there are a lot of times. Why don't you work out every time and not tell anyone about it?
Well, because sometimes it's just nice to share, isn't it?
Why?
It's
for
like,
who?
You know, well, for people who might go, do you know what? I wasn't thinking to do it, but now, Anjas,
no.
I'll just jump on and
no,
do a quick
it just
one.
Feels like you're bragging.
No, it's just... Mm-hmm. It's like you like to share, like, makeup and skincare shit, mm-hmm. yeah? You like to do that because you like it and you think, well, actually other people might be interested in it. Same for me with the old, you know, wank-a-ton.
Wank-a-ton.
Wank-a-ton. But I am also very aware of not being a wank. Wank.
Not being a wank.
And not like, because it does get annoying. I totally agree that people will probably go, and just fuck off.
Yeah.
I get that. So I'm just like, I wouldn't do it all the time. And there are lots of times I don't. But there are also times I'm like, do you know what? Sometimes you need, like I sometimes, if I'm like, oh God, I just can't be asked to do anything. And then I see that someone else has done it. I think, actually, do you know what? I'm going to go and do it because I know I'll feel better about it after I've done it.
Right.
So I think maybe other people might feel that as well.
I sort of get the Peloton thing, although not really because not very many people have got a Peloton. So I sort of get that.
Well, I don't always do it. Like I sometimes say about like just going for a walk or it doesn't always have to be Peloton.
But what
Peloton
I think
based.
About the steps is no, actually nobody does care about that.
No.
I don't care that Janice three doors down got her 10,000 steps in and that to do it she had to run up and down the stairs four times. I actually don't care about that. Like, and I don't care, Janice, if you didn't quite manage to do it. I actually don't care. And that is what this person is saying. People who share specifically their step count on social media, nobody cares. That is dickish.
Yeah.
That is dickish. No,
That is. And I don't think I've done that.
No, I don't think you have. Taking a picture of your Apple Watch to say 25,000 steps done today. Nobody's watching that story going, oh God, quick, let's see if I can get up to my 10,000. Nobody.
Yeah.
No, that is not enticing anyone. It's like a, I don't know what, I don't even know what the premise is behind it.
No. I mean, I get it if like, because I know some people have done like different challenges where you have to do, like for a set amount of time, you have to do 10,000 steps a day if it's for like some kind of charity
or
sponsorship.
Even that,
or
like
that.
Come on now.
No, but I understand. I get that more than people that are just literally going, oh yeah, wow, look, check me out. Check
and
out my
the
steps.
The people
today.
That are like, I'm devastated. I've not done my 10,000 steps. I'm gonna have to do 25,000 tomorrow to make
tomorrow.
Up for it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to walk the dog. I'm gonna have to walk the cat. I'm gonna have to take the rabbit out for a walk. I'm gonna have to not drive to Tesco. I'm gonna have to do the 3 mile walk to Tesco because I've taken a picture
just
of
to make
watch.
Up for today.
And I've only done 7,000 steps.
I've only done seven steps.
I've only stepped seven times to the fridge and back.
I've only walked to my kitchen and back.
Yeah, to stuff my
That's
face
it.
With pizza. Anyway, look, if that was you, we're with you. That is dickish.
Yes.
Nobody cares about your step count on social media.
That is very true. And thank you to whoever you are. Let us know who you are.
And you actually came up with this little chat to have. But I'd seen this post from Brian Gordon on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really interesting conversation.
Agree. Yeah. Shout out to Bryony Gordon.
We should get her on.
We
wants to come on. She wants to come on. I need to message her.
Yes. We'll message her when we get off this. Yeah,
we will. And she was in the Telegraph. She wrote an article in the Telegraph about why she doesn't share a bed with her husband. Mm-hmm. And this is a little snippet from her social media. She put this little snippet on Instagram and it says, mm-hmm. "There's an assumption that not sharing a bed is the death of a relationship. An assumption born entirely out of the belief that couples can only be intimate between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. between the covers in the master bedroom. But without going into details, I find this a limiting view of intimacy, not least because I am now of an age where all I want to do in my bed is sleep in it. Sex is great and all that, but have you ever starfished in your own bed for 8 hours solid?"
Brilliant.
I agree with Bryony.
Same, me too. And my first thought was, oh my gosh, that is so refreshing to hear.
Yeah.
And then on a kind of more personal level, when I had the COVID, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
As soon as I was not feeling great and sort of potentially coming down with it, Ian went and slept in the spare room.
Mm.
And since then, we have both had this conversation of, should we just keep it like this?
Yeah.
Because we both found...
You slept better.
We slept so much better.
Yeah.
And then there's this whole thing around, should we do that? And what does that mean for our relationship? Does it mean actually, this is... Because there is a part of you that goes, oh God, is this like the start of the end? Or is this the start of like this kind of decline in our relationship? And then when I saw this post that Bryony had written, and then I looked at some of the messages that were put on that post, and the amount of people that were saying, my husband and I are exactly the same. We haven't shared a bed for X amount of years, or since we had our daughter. And
yeah, I've got a friend, a really close friend who doesn't share a bed with her husband.
Yeah. Or somebody saying, my husband works shifts and it's just less disruptive for me and him. And I just think there's this real, it's just the way it's been drummed into, isn't it? You're married, therefore you're in a relationship with somebody and you have to share a bed. Why is that?
But don't you think there's so many societal norms around marriage or long-term 100%. Relationships? That it's just like, this is not true. Like,
no.
To be, if you're in a long-term relationship, like I always think the whole one about intimacy and sex, like how much should you be having sex? And,
yeah.
Like if you're not having it this time, or if you're not really turned on by your partner, then that it must mean the end. And
there's actually something,
what society does not equate for within that is women's bodies and reproductive health, because there are so many reasons. Men can obviously have kind of intimacy problems and stuff like that too. I'm not saying that, but women's bodies change. We know that.
Yeah.
They change when they become a teenager. If you're lucky enough to get pregnant, they change again. If you can't get pregnant, you're managing all of that stuff. Our hormones are all over the place. And lots of women get so hot at night that the thought of sharing a bed with somebody else is like... I had a woman that I worked with. She was in the menopause at 32.
Yeah.
And she was like... Her and her partner lived together. They weren't married. They were just about to get married. And she said so many nights, she felt terrible about it, because she would have to say to him, I need you to sleep downstairs. And she'd say things like, we're not even married yet. And I'd say to her, so? Do you enjoy his company? Do you like being around him? Do you want to do things with him? Like, is he the person you want to tell when stuff goes right, wrong, or indifferent? Then that's way more important than we walk up the stairs to bed together at 10 o'clock, get into it, fall asleep, and wake up and go to work the next day. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, we share the same bed, but we haven't gone for a meal together for 3 years. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's okay then.
Yeah, and we share...
Everything's fine.
Yeah,
everything's
we share a bed, but I can't remember the last time we had a meaningful conversation with each other.
Yeah.
This premise that is the be-all and end-all, I just think is so dated. It's so dated. Matthew and I will often, if he's got to be up very early back end of last year when I got really poorly, we didn't share a bed for a good number of weeks, and we both said... how much better we slept. And every so often now he'll just say, I'm gonna sleep in the spare room tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. If you like, he'll sleep better, I sleep better.
Yeah.
Like,
And I do think there is something around, like, this, the conversation that she's kind of started and highlighted, I think, is so important. And that, you know, that when we were sort of thinking about what to chat about today for the end of the episode, I just thought, you know what, I'd be really interested to know or hear other people's kind of thoughts on it, whether you don't share a bed with your partner anymore or whether you kind of do it here and there. And, you know, and also I think there was something that she put in sort of the bigger chunk of the article around, I think sometimes not sharing a bed makes your sex life better.
Oh, yeah. I can well imagine.
Because it is this, you know, it almost is like you, because it's not a ingrained thing, we've got to go upstairs, we share the same bed, then, you know, he snores half an eye and I get more and more pissed off and I'm sweating my tits off and all of that. I think the times then when we come together, whether that is at 10 o'clock at night or if he's around in the day and you're like, hello, okay, bit of afternoon delight or whatever, the pressure to have to be doing that at night goes away.
Yeah.
Because it's not this given, you're in the same bed, therefore, you know, everyone's got to, you know, get on it because this is what you have to do. And so I also just think
it's so constricting to the, like, you know, why can't you, if you're married or in a long-term relationship with somebody, why can't you have that conversation that says, would it be better if, nobody should feel pressured in relationships to be or do anything. Now, if your partner says, actually, I don't feel comfortable with that, then you've got to go on a bit of a journey with it. Of course, if the other person in your partnership is like, that makes me feel uncomfortable for lots of different reasons. But I feel like there's some people, men and or women, that couldn't even have this conversation with their partner.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because they'd be terrified of the backlash. And I just think that, like, we've got to change the narrative. And when things like this come out into the mainstream,
it
allows people to go, oh, and it's exactly the same thing, isn't it? The things that we've talked about that we've struggled with or the aspects of our life that have been difficult. It just makes people feel less alone.
Yeah.
And it makes people go, this is becoming okay to talk about now.
And I think just makes you feel, okay, this is actually really normal.
Yeah, it's absolutely
this
fine.
This is totally normal and it goes on, and it probably goes on and happens in more homes and relationships than you are ever really aware of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think, and another part that Bryony talked about is, you know, the shame she sort of has felt around that for such a long time. Like she felt she couldn't say it to people and it was like we don't share the same bed. I can't really tell anyone about that. And actually I think the more people talk about it, the more people go, oh, yeah, okay, it's a perfectly normal thing that happens in a lot of marriages and relationships. And let's just kind of normalize it. Yeah. Let's not make it this kind of shameful, taboo thing that no one talks about.
Yeah.
Let's go, do you know what? Yeah, that happens in our relationship from time to time, or it happens all the time,
absolutely,
or whoever it might be for you.
So are you and Ian now team separate beds?
No, not all the time.
Right.
So we kind of, it's weird because while I was poorly and then for a few weeks, because I was poorly, then Nell's wasn't too good and it kind of just went on and on. And then we were both like, actually, I sleep loads better on my own. And then we were like, actually, let's kind of come back together and like share a bed together. And then let's just see how that goes. But like, he's away all this week. He goes off to, Dublin tonight till Friday.
Right.
I'm like,
massive stag week.
Yeah. He's just going off on it. But I'm like thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have that bed to myself for another four nights, whatever it is. Yeah.
And he'll be thinking, oh my God, I've got a hotel bed to myself.
Sometimes hotel beds can be shit, can't they?
Well, look, we'd love to hear from you if you do
really
this
would.
Or if you have stories about this or if it's something you've discussed, maybe you want to, but your partner doesn't. Like, we'd love you to get in touch with us. There's loads of ways you can find us. We're both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Angie's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
But as always, thank you so much for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. And Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.